KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week is author and albinism activist, Natalie Devora. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, Janae.
Natalie's powerful memoir is called Black Girl, White Skin, A Life in Stories. And right now we're going to hear her art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do during the pandemic. First up is the book Angela Davis, Seize the Time. Now, this book is a collection of essays, interviews, and images by various artists which speak to the impact Angela Davis has made over the decades dating back to the 70s. The book is inspired by a personal archive of Oakland's Lisbeth Tellefson. Natalie, I understand you attended the virtual book launch. Why did you pick this book?
Well, I picked this book because I love all the work that Angela Davis has done, and I'm particularly drawn to being able to celebrate her work that really is about visibility and invisibility and through interviews and essays and images. And it's a really wonderful way to be able to look at the power of one's personal archive. I'm thrilled, and the virtual launch was fantastic. There were artists who were able to talk about how this book has impacted their work. And let's face it, Angela Davis is local. She's local to us, and she has not only impacted the lives of many, but she has impacted our movement overall.
That's the book Angela Davis, Seize the Time. Your next pick, I have been waiting for months to see. Frida Kahlo, Appearances Can Be Deceiving. This exhibit is at the San Francisco de Young Museum, and according to their website, when Frida died in 1954, a treasure trove of her personal items, including jewelry, clothing, and prosthetics, were locked away. And now they're on view for the first time on the West Coast. I love Frida Kahlo. I'm looking at her picture right now by my desk next to James Baldwin. Have you been yet?
I have not been yet, mainly because my daughter asked me to go with her. So it's us figuring out the timing of that. But it's an exhibit I am so pumped to see because I love Frida Kahlo and an opportunity to really see her personal items, yes. Her clothing. It is incredibly, what a wonderful opportunity.
Yeah, and I was afraid that it wasn't going to happen because of the pandemic. So thankfully, you know, the De Young Museum was able to open up, but I can't miss this. That's the exhibit, Frida Kahlo, Appearances Can Be Deceiving. You can check it out at the De Young Museum now through February 7th. Book your ticket in advance online and bring your mask. And your final pick is the Festival of Black Dolls show. Now, this yearly event celebrates talented black doll makers from across California. The African American Museum and Library at Oakland hosts the festival, which this year will be virtual. So, Natalie, you're into dolls, huh?
I am into dolls. I have my own collection of dolls, and I love this show because I believe that we should have representation, and I love being able to take advantage and always pick something new and special during the doll show.
What kind of dolls do you have in your own collection?
My dolls are mainly black dolls. I have a special set of oversized cloth dolls that were made specifically for me, of dolls with albinism. They are so very special to me. Yeah,
and it's important to have diversity when it comes to dolls, because when I grew up, I had all types of dolls of different races, and I had boy dolls, I had girl dolls, but it's something about seeing yourself reflected, in a doll. I mean, it's important.
It is, absolutely. And there's certainly more of that now in the doll world, regard to albinism. So I just love the idea that I'm really happy that this show is going to happen, even though it will be virtual.
That's the Festival of Black Dolls show. Mark it on your calendars for Saturday, November 7th. And it'll stream live on Facebook and YouTube. Visit welovebackdolls.com for details. I've been speaking with author and albinism activist Natalie DeVore. Her memoir, Black Girl, White Skin, A Life in Stories, is available on Amazon. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit klw.org and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was engineered by Tariq Fuda and produced by me. I'm Janae Darton.